Okay, maybe RK or something. One of one. But it's character development. What are we talking about? Well, let's say you're in some kind of, well, there's some kind of teamwork situation. A few of you need to want to do something together. Remember these group works in school. Almost always someone comes out there as a kind of leader type. Another one hopefully is a little bit more nerdy expert who provides knowledge how to do, comes up with good ideas. Different people have their different natures and therefore ways of contributing. And then there is the whole dynamics between these. Which then can turn into something really creative and nice, or into a complete mess. Depending. So, of course, leadership or the knowledge actually that leaders should learn, because knowledge is where it starts, is about how to do this right. To get the best out of everyone, not exploit each other, but to actually cooperate, win-win, and so on. You can go that direction, which I would say is the dharmic direction. It's the one where you work for the benefit of everyone. And that's how I always wanted to work and want to work. Teamwork is very nice. And we have, I would say, many examples in the history of this, kind of how much and how nice things can result from just a few people doing such teamwork when it actually works. And I would say it worked pretty well sometimes. And I think to the extent it did work well, to the extent that we, it's just my point here, that we kind of gave up our egos and just, here I am, servant of Krishna, there you, servant of Krishna, and here is a service, here's a project, here's a marathon. We had a very clear focus and goal, and we had a common center, Krishna, or guru, mission. And I liked that. Now, if the leader you work for and gave everything to all of a sudden maybe doesn't do so well anymore, or is not there anymore, or such as the case when Prabhupada left, or maybe, yes, we have our human frailties. And if you end up in a leadership position which is completely out of your league, really, then you might, you know, the king who said, oh, shoemaker who became the king and said, all the money should be made out of leather. You can start doing, first of all, thinking you are something that you are not, that you are new Napoleon or whatever. And make a fool out of yourself, or something like that. So there are all kinds of reasons why I would say the main responsibility there is on that leader, of course. But then in Sweden we are good at, and it works, believe me, I've seen it, what you call flat organizational structures. which is more like teamwork. So here we are the team, and yes, I am the administrator, I am the manager of it, I am the coordinator of it, but taking a humble position. I am the CEO, yes, that's my job here. But we're all kind of worth the same, it's just that we have different qualifications and abilities. So, yeah. So my point here is that when we talk about character development in the sense of then we're speaking about brahmacharya and the ashramas, and also rules and principles and Vaishnava qualities. Especially Vaishnavas, Bhakti Yogis, are naturally good at teamwork. And I've seen it. And problems often appear when someone comes up there and wants to be the leader or control or manipulate or even use others for their own plans, basically. So, we were talking, me and my sons today, about the Varnashram body, or this Varna body, you could say, which is not the caste system, but which has served, you could say, as the base on which the caste system is built, which I would say is it's just a class system among other class systems. And when class systems go bad or corrupt or whatever, then yes, we don't like them. But the Bhagavad Gita explains there that these classes, as we may call them, these four groups and types of people, actually, they're there in every society, whether you call it socialist or capitalist or whatever. And we were looking at how smart that is, actually, and viewing it here as a social body. So let's look a little at that.